question.
Will you agree with me tonight that our God wants a strong church?
Yeah. Come on.
Surely what we're facing,
come on,
we need His grace and strength.
Right.
Yeah.
He wants a church that will stand the tests of time.
Come on, buddy.
And to withstand everything that hell throws against it.
Yes. Yep.
You and I make up the body of Christ, and Christ is the head. And we make up that church. God has ordained that His body on this earth be an overcoming church in this last day of evil.
Come on.
I don't have to tell you that the floodgates of hell are now opened upon our society.
Oh my. Come on.
You don't see it, you're blind.
Come on, that's right.
With all kinds of ungodliness, the devil and his works of darkness are pushing at our door.
Yeah.
Pushing. Hold on with me a little while.
Push back.
Sin's muddy waters are rising. Lift up your eyes, children, on the raging sea. The tides of evil are coming in harder and more frequent. The waves are getting higher than they've ever been.
Come on.
The foamy waves are eroding away the shoreline. Sin's churning waters are lapping at our very foundation. How many knows God tonight? How many has built your spiritual house up on that rock?
Come on.
Christ,
yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Everything, hallelujah, that God's people believe in and practice is now being challenged and put to the test. Do you really know where you stand in God? Do you still believe His divine holy law conquers all? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How many's read the back of the book in Revelation? And God's people are winners. We're more than conquerors through Him. Hallelujah. That gave His life for us. Yeah. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. I'm glad that I know Him tonight. How many's glad you know Him in the pardon and the remission of your sins?
On.
The blood of Jesus has washed you and cleansed you, and you got a born again experience. I'm glad. Hallelujah. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm telling you, when you dig deep enough and you find that solid rock and build your foundation upon that rock, you will be tested and you will be tried, and the storms will come and the winds will blow and the floods will come and beat against your house. But I'm glad a long time ago that I kept right on a digging and an order of prayer, and I said, Lord, I gotta make up mine. I don't make it all the way to heaven, and let hell do what it's gonna do, and let people live like they want to live. But as for me, I'm gonna serve you. Lord, would you help me and hold to me, God? Hallelujah, Brother Gene. I kept right on a digging until the fire began to come off of that old rock, and I built my foundation. And can I tell you, over 45 and a half year later, I'm still serving God. The winds have never blown me off, and the floods have beat me vehemently against my house, but I'm still a standing. And Jesus said, and if you build up on me, you shall stand the test of time.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know whom I serve.
That's right.
Paul said, and I'm persuaded. How many's got a persuaded heart tonight? You know that God will keep you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen to me now. These dark spiritual forces are wanting in.
Oh, my.
They're coming all into our society, just like the man's been the last two or three weeks, actually stirred the last month or so.
Yeah.
God is sending warnings.
God.
Sin is rampant, and it's encroaching. It's encroaching on every individual life. Listen to me. Sin with its evil and the powers of hell are encroaching. They're seeking ways to get into you, to undermine you, to undermine your faith and get you to compromise.
Yeah.
Oh, God, help us.
Yes.
They're seeking an entrance in us. They're wanting in us and among us.
Come on, buddy.
You must know that Satan is not only very cunning. How many knows he's cunning? Yeah. He works under a guise of innocence. Oh, God.
Come on.
Not only does he work covertly under the cover of radar of man's senses, not only are his deceitful spirits sly, Brother Tom, but he's even now gathering and unifying his forces openly together for this last day onslaught against God's church. He's coming aggressively in this hour we're living in. It's now all out war, and only those that are strong in the Lord is going to be able to stand.
Oh, God,
raise your little hand, say, I don't know what we're going to face tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to be the next president, but I'm telling you, America's at a crossroads.
Come on, come on.
And the liberals, they said, we don't want God on this platform. We will not have God's laws and his precepts and his word. We'll not be told that we're sinning against Almighty God. We want to abort our little babies and cold-blooded murder. And we want our gay rights and the sodomy.
Come on.
The sodomites are wanting to take over our society. That's what Jesus said right before he comes. It'll be like it was in the days of Lot and the Sodom and Gomorrah. How the unbridled lust everywhere. And it's a seeking its way into people's homes and into their minds.
Into their minds.
I'm telling you, the devil, he's a seeking to destroy. Raise your little hand and praise him.
Hallelujah.
If we're ever going to stand, Brother Keith, we're going to have to stand flat-footed. I know that what I believe, and I'm not going to bow to this world. I will not bow to the Great Democratic Party. I'm going to stand, hallelujah, for God and what's right tonight.
What's right?
God is
Lord. Holy, holy, holy. I told him here this morning I can only die once. And if I have to go into a prison, and if I have to go into a jail, I will not agree with this society.
No.
I'm telling you, I can stand before a judge. I can let them know, unless you repent, you'll split hell wide open.
Woo.
You'll go down into the nether regions. Hallelujah. The mouth of hell is opened up. You'll repent and you'll love God and serve God in holiness and righteousness, or you will go to hell.
You will.
Oh,
God. That's it.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Stay with me.
Jesus.
They're a unifying. These demons are unifying themselves, Brother Tom.
They are.
Can I ask you, if Satan's dark forces in his kingdom are unified for strength, don't you think that Christ, his people, and his kingdom should also be unified? Do you really believe that we need God's strength? The church needs strength. Hallelujah. It could be in the coming weeks or months. Listen to me. Mark it down. It could be in the coming weeks or months. The church may be tried.
That's it.
Like she's never been tried. She might have to go through the fire. Listen, the early church stood in the midst of persecution because she was unified. All that believed were together and had all things common. It may come a time before Jesus comes that your brother and your sister will mean more to you than gold or silver. And it ought to be that way right now. The very first sin in the Bible separated man from God. And the second sin separated man from man. Can I tell you tonight, united we stand, but divided we fall. Raise your other hand and say, I'm in this thing. I love you, Jesus. And I love my born again family of God. I love my brother and my sister. What I'm a preacher tonight is unity. The power of unity. There's strength in unity. The devil cannot break you when you're unified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a man, he had a sense of death. He had a disease on him, and he's getting ready to die. He's bedfast. He had five sons. He told him, he said, I won't be long. He won't be long. I'll be gone.
Come on.
He said, I want you boys to go out there in the woods and get you some big sticks and bring them in here and lay them on my bed. The boy's dead, and he's back in a few minutes. Each one laid their stick down on the bed. He looked at his oldest son, the strongest one, the oldest, big strapping fellow. He said, "Son, that big stick that you brought there, can you break it?" "Oh yeah, Dad, that ain't nothing to it, man. I can break it." Put it over his knee and broke it.
Yeah.
He said, "Can you take two and break them?" That boy said, "No doubt I can." He strained and he strained and he strained, and he broke the two. He said, "All right, take the remaining three." And he said, "Try to break them." That big strapping boy put it over his knee, and he strained with everything that he had till his face turned red. He said, "Dad, I can't break them last three." He said, "Now, I'm trying to tell you something. United you'll stand, my boys, my family."
Come on.
He said, "When one of you is by yourself, the devil and things of this world will break you."
Oh, God.
He said, "But my five sons that I really, really love, and I've raised you and taught you right from wrong, if you stick together, all five of you, no power of hell, no power in this generation will break you." Yeah. Raise your little hand and say, "Thank God. Thank God."
Oh, God.
Brother Jason, if we ever need to be unified in the body of Christ, it's right now. Come on, we need to push toward the same goal. Hallelujah. Pull this thing together. Listen, if you got one over here, I'm pulling this way, and another one on this side, I'm pulling that way. Did not Jesus say a house that it is divided against itself shall not stand? He said, if even Satan's kingdom, if it's divided against itself, it cannot stand. I'm telling you that God will stand. I said, God's people will stand tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Holy Lord, holy Lord.
Yes.
I'm dealing this tonight with a burdened heart. I'm dealing with unity.
Oh, come on.
How many's ever heard that saying, "United we stand, but divided we fall"?
Yes.
I want to tell you there is strength and there is power in unity. Solomon of old, by the Holy Ghost, he said in Ecclesiastes 4:9, two are better than one. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow.
Yeah.
But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up.
Not another.
If one prevail against him, if one comes against him when he's alone and overcomes him, he said, but two shall withstand him. What's the Holy Ghost is saying? Woe to you when you are alone. I want to tell you under the sound of my voice tonight, you need your church. You need your pastor. You need your brothers and your sisters. We need not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together as we see that day approaching. It's getting more and more ungodly and evil, but Jesus is a coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are vulnerable when you're alone. You're weak when you're alone. I'd like to know that I got somebody, Brother JR, in my corner. I can't make it on my own. There is strength in numbers. How many could say there's strength and power in numbers?
Come on.
There is overcoming power when everyone is pulling the same direction for the same purpose.
Hallelujah.
And the same goal.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. The Holy Ghost is a saying, when the enemy comes against you and you've got another who's on your side to help you to fight, then both of you shall stand and withstand.
Yes.
Ye shall prevail.
Yes.
God has a multiplication table, Brother Jason, that never fails.
Never fails.
Yeah.
Solomon ends up the verse, a threefold cord is not easily, not quickly broken.
Yes.
God told the congregation of Israel in Leviticus 26, ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put to 10,000 to flight. So if that be so, What can 30 of us do in this little church? Hell can't hold us.
Come on.
Woo! The devil can't stop us.
Come on now.
How long have we been here in this little church?
About 10 years.
Thank God. And aren't you glad? Raise your little hand and say, I thank God for what I felt tonight.
Yeah.
Did you feel the unity in that spirit a while ago as the singers was a singing?
Yeah.
Did you feel that praise down deep in your heart? Did you feel the presence of the Lord and that praise is down inside? Hallelujah. We're still here.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory. We cannot stand to be separated.
No.
We must not let anything things separate us.
Oh God.
The greatest thing God has instituted on this earth in the beginning was marriage.
Come on.
When two became one.
Yeah.
Became one. God put every emphasis up on the family unit. We must never let sin enter in and divide and separate us,
oh, God,
or destroy our earthly families and our churches. We must pray and keep God in it and keep strong and don't let the enemy in. I'm telling you, the devil hates the family unit.
Come on, he does.
I said he hates our little children. Transgenderism, when little boys tell their mommies, we've been in class today and I can't home, and this is my homework lesson. Did you know right now schools across America and up in Canada, little grade school children, little boys are telling, and that for their homework they have to write a love letter to another male little boy?
My
you
Lord.
Ungodly, filthy, hellish, rot gut devil.
Come
you
on.
Hey, Lord of heaven, the sodomites want in, but you're not getting in. You can't come across the bloodline. Raise your hand. I tell you, it's war. And the devil and our society and our socialistic government, they want your children to defile their little minds and to turn them in to transvestites and sodomites. My Lord, my God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Help us, God.
Right ahead and do what you're going to do, government. I'll tell you, you'll answer to it.
Yeah.
If I ever get drug in a court, I'm going to point my finger right smack at him. You're going straight into hell, you ungodly reprobates.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
If you ain't made up your mind tonight,
come on, Brother Tom.
For you, yourself, and your home to serve God in holiness and righteousness, you're going to end up compromising.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
If I had somebody in my family, dear brother, that was that way, you think I'd condone it? You think I would brush it aside? No, sir. You're going straight into hell.
Yeah.
You don't hear this preached anymore, my friend. Yes, Brother J.R., I believe in the love of God.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, unless you repent of your sins, I'm telling you in 1 Corinthians, the Bible said, and such were some of you. You used to be that way, but the gospel came to you. You believed in, and the blood of Jesus washed you, and you was justified by the Spirit of God, the living God. You're not that away anymore. Yes, the love of God reaches deep, and the blood cleanses. I'm telling you, but we're living in a time where the sodomites want to knock down your door.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If I'm right on this, when did God stop it in Sodom and Gomorrah? Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
When they become so aggressive that they come to knock Lot's door down to force themselves on that righteous man. That's what God said. That's it. I'm telling you, we're getting into a place God's going to have to stop it, or he'll have to repent to Sodom and Gomorrah. Raise your hand, praise him.
Yes. Oh, God.
Exactly right.
Aggressive.
Power.
You might come for a love message, but you're giving.
That's it.
Praise God. Do you know what makes us strong? How can we endure and make it?
Yeah.
How do we stand when Satan and this world is against us? Philippians 2:1, Paul wrote to the Philippian church in a great time of persecution and trials they were going through. He said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. The Holy Ghost through Paul was a saying, if you want to remain strong and have victory in your midst, you must pull together and keep God's holy divine love in your heart for one another in your midst. Paul goes on, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
Right.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Oh.
Did you know tonight that I am your guard and watchman?
Yeah.
And God's placed one right over the sheep right here.
Yeah.
Stay with me just a minute.
Oh, God.
I am your watchman for your soul.
Yeah.
And you are to do that for me.
Come on.
If I see you weak and sinking down,
come on,
I'm to help you and lift you up.
Yeah. That's it.
Praise Him. If I see you burdened, I'm to lend you a helping hand and help lift that load.
Yeah.
If I see and am aware of the enemy attacking you, I am to run to your rescue.
Yes.
I must help you fight. I must never allow the enemy to take you down. I will help you fight, and you must do all of that for me.
Yes.
For it is together that we stand. It is together that we endure.
Yes.
Together we triumph over sin and overcome the enemy.
Right.
And by that we all make it safely home.
Yes.
God asked Cain way back in the very beginning of the human race. God said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? Cain was a smart aleck. He answered God. He said, am I my brother's keeper?
Uh-huh.
You better believe you are.
Yeah.
That's what Cain should have been and should have done. He, oh yes, God is a saying to his church, you are your brother and sister's keeper. Love them in their weaknesses. Love them in their faults. And forgive them when they fail. And let's make it to heaven together. Raise your little hand. None of us are perfect. We have our flaws.
Yeah.
We have our battles. We have our temptation. I'm telling you, when I see
come
you
on.
Up against it and you're up
on
it, I'm to pray
come
for
on.
You
come
and lift you back up. Hallelujah. I don't want to see the devil tear anybody down. Well, you raise your little hand and say, together, we stand
together.
And we're fortified. And when we stand together.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
together.
You,
Lord.
Together.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Help us. Shake us, God. My Lord.
I want to end with this. I've got a bunch more.
Oh.
Mary said, "You, that's a teaching message. And how are you going to put it in a higher gear to preach it?" And the Holy Ghost will help me.
That's right.
When you teach, you get in first and second gear. You climb up the mountains and you go down into the valleys. And you're preaching, you put her in overdrive, right smack down to the interstate.
Yeah, man.
I like it both ways.
That's right.
I want you to listen for a minute. How many knows that God's creation, His creatures in nature can speak to us?
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
God has given them and put within them His divine wisdom to survive.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 11:14, listen close, doeth not even nature itself teach you?
Uh-huh. Right.
I know it was dealing with long hair. But if I read that right there and dig it out, the nuggets of it, when God made Adam, he didn't make him look like a woman.
That's right.
He didn't make him to have long hair.
Right.
And if it was a shame back in the garden when God formed Adam and made him and breathed into him a living soul and made him, I believe that the man had short hair.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And I believe that that beautiful woman, when he took a rib out of Adam's side and made a woman, a beautiful, sinless woman, and presented her to him, I believe she had long hair. The Word of God does not contradict itself.
No, that's right. Right.
Raise your little hand. A woman's covering is her hair. And if you look like a butch, you're not giving God glory. Hallelujah. Love God. Raise your hand and love Him. I want to look like a man. I don't want to go into a store and somebody say, I don't know if he's a female or I don't know if he's a male. It must be an it that came into
come
here.
On, come on.
I'm telling you, that's what the devil's wanting to do to our society is warp and twist the divine will of God. I'm telling you, I feel the Lord tonight.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Praise Him, church.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory!
Praise you, Jesus.
Wow! Hallelujah. Doth not nature itself teach you?
Yeah.
Watch the little animals. Hallelujah. You can see God's wisdom in them.
That's true.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
All right. Look at them and watch them and take note how they take care of their young.
Yep. Yes.
Come on.
How the animals protect and watch for themselves and protect and watch for the others.
That's right.
God has built within them their own defensive mechanism to thrive and survive.
Right.
Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
For 3 days I had this on me, the conies. C-O-N-I-E-S, the conies, the conies. I said, what's the conies? That's over in Proverbs. God, what do you want me to dig out?
Yeah.
He said, you look every definition you can in the encyclopedias. I'm going to show you something.
Tony.
Proverbs 30:24, Solomon said, there's four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise.
Think about it.
They are survivors. So he listed the ants, the conies, the locusts, and the spiders. I want us to look just for a moment before I close this message at the conies.
Come on.
They are the modern rock badgers that live in Israel in the Middle Eastern countries. God spoke to my heart 2 or 3 days to look them up and study them. You can see in this little animal God's care for His church and His people. The coney looks like our modern day groundhog or a guinea pig. They grow to 24 inches long. They can live in the lowlands. Now listen. But they love and they prefer the high altitudes.
All right.
They do not dig their own burrows or holes in the ground. Their home is back in the rocks. They take shelter back in the crevices and holes in the clefts of the rock.
Come on.
When God made these little animals, He gave them soft, rubbery, padded feet so that they can hang on and run up those steep rocks to find refuge.
Praise God.
Conies are very social animals. They stick together and they love one another. They do not live and go alone. You'll never see conies alone. They live in colonies up to 50 to 80 members in a colony. They have, I like this, their own unique language of shrieks and whistles to communicate with one another.
Yeah.
And over this colony, represented like the church, is one wise, dominant male. God put it in that male's heart to warn, to lead, and to guide all the others under
right.
His protection. Like a good pastor of a church, the coney, the rock badger, is the overseer that cares for his own. He always stands guard over the colony. He stands on his hind haunches and he scans the landscape, looking around and watching for predators, which is leopards, hawks, and large snakes. If and when he spots danger, he gives out a loud alarm, a certain whistle for the others to run back in the rocks.
Praise God.
Run and get in your shelter in the rock. When the members of the group eat, listen, they feed in a circle formation with their heads pointing to the outside around them in a circle. They too keep an eye out for approaching danger of predators that seek to kill them and devour. When they feed, they don't go far from their rock dwelling. They stay within eyesight and reach of their hole in the rock. When a mother has her babies, which consists of two or three little ones, the colony forms a nursery group that watches over them and takes care of them while the mother is out looking for food to eat.
All right.
Doth not nature itself teach you?
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost said through Paul to the Thessalonians, comfort yourselves together and edify one another.
Praise.
Take care of each other. Would you stand with me and
take care of each other?
I'll tell you one thing, in this hour, Brother Jason, I don't want to get far from the rock.
No.
I don't want to get out of eyesight of God.
Come on. God.
I want to stay near Him. United we stand, divided we fall. Like the man with the sons, and he said, as long as you all stay together, he said, the enemy will try to break you. There'll be times in every one of our life right here tonight, the enemy will try to break you.
They will.
He'll try to break your faith down. He'll try to break you in many ways, many different ways, physical, mental, strain. He'll try to break you. But as long as you've got somebody that loves you, somebody praying for you, and you've got a good church to come to, we can make it, Brother Tom.
We can make it.
Yes, we can.
Can we find a place and pray as she gets a song here tonight and say, God,
We can make it, Lord.
With you on my side, God, yes. I'm going to stand. Come on, sin is encroaching. The waves are beating higher and beating with more fierce. Unless you're up on Jesus, unless you're back in that rock, you'll not stand. Come on.
Oh, God.
We stand together. We're united together. We're strong together. We overcome together. Come on, let's pray.
Give me your hand. Let's agree together. Jesus.
Be defeated.